Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bird settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Kell steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hitchcock, and towards Kell, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Del Singh moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hitchcock, and towards Kell, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Zerniel moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke pinch hits for Leo Thomas. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is called out on strikes. One out. George Schmies pinch hits for Marty Marion. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Ned Garver. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Rivera goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Dyke now playing third base. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Satchel Paige now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost is walked intentionally. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to third. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Pellett pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pellett moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial strikes out. 1 out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldsberry for the out. 1 out. Tom Wright pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.